I think that it has been a year when people, in general, surprised us by their interest in the Apostle Paul. I know that many people kind of think we've had so many years lately between years of vocation and years of Eucharist and years of the Rosary that we perhaps are years out of it somewhat. But I think the Pauline year has captured people's imagination, and it has, to a certain extent, allowed us to gain a new perspective on Paul. Many people joined us for the pilgrimage to Turkey. Others joined us for the catechetical evenings in Port Leisha. And many, many people, I think the highlight of the Pauline year for me was last November when Bishop Tom Wright from Durham gave the talk in the Cathedral in Carlow on Paul, Faith and Hope for Tomorrow's World. And I was just really, I would really think that that occasion, that lecture, the Pauline lecture in Carlow Cathedral in November, perhaps ticked all the boxes for what we wanted to achieve in this Pauline year, because Pope Benedict said that we had to try to discover anew the Apostle Paul and see what he had to say to our time. So even the very title, Paul, Faith and Hope for Tomorrow's World, gave a reading into that. The other thing that really I thought gave us something to rejoice about was the fact that this was a truly ecumenical event last November. Many, many people from the Church of Ireland joined us, and of course Bishop Tom Wright himself is the Anglican Bishop of Durham. So it gave us a particular slant on our faith that unites us, our faith in Paul that unites us. Paul has unfortunately been perhaps the battleground of theological debate and the battleground of theological difference. But it was remarkable to see that he was actually the point of huge unity last November, a time when Catholic and people from the churches of the Reform came together to reflect on Paul, what Paul might give us in terms of faith and hope for tomorrow's world.
What would you like to be the message from the year of St. Paul that people would remember Paul by?
I would like it to be an occasion when people lost this dreadful fear they have of reading Pauline texts. I think that Paul's texts, even from a literary point of view, give us so many beautiful insights into the mystery of God and into the mystery of our humanity. So I would really be delighted if this were to mark a threshold in allowing people to appreciate anew the texts of Paul, and to begin to study them anew. One thing which I noticed about this year, and it was quite remarkable as well, is that there have been quite a number of books written, very good books, which kind of take the whole idea of the tradition of Paul and Pauline writings and explain them in a very clear, simple way and try to join the dots somewhat for people. I think that people had an unreal sort of a prejudice almost against the apostle. I mean, so many people kind of came to me and said, wasn't Paul anti-women? And of course, that has been completely, most people now, I think, during this year would have completely debunked that myth. And others kind of say, well, isn't Paul interested in this? Isn't Paul interested in that? Paul has one central theme, that humanity in Jesus Christ is restored to a new sense of itself before God. Now, that's actually the heart of it. It has to be then incarnated into different situations in the first century AD. It has to be incarnated into different centuries here, and different situations in the 21st century AD. So Paul is our great ally in that, because he was the one whose imagination, whose language, whose ability to write and to explain first broke down thresholds, broke down barriers, and allowed people to appreciate what Christ means for us and what our humanity actually means now that we've kind of entered into the mystery of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, in the year that we're in, which is a year of recession and constant gloom and doom, what would you take from Paul's writings that you think could give people hope?
Ah, well, hope, of course, is the major theme with Paul. I always tell my students when I'm teaching them, if you see the words faith, hope and love in a scriptural text, you know that there's something Pauline at the heart of this. And hope, I think, for Paul is a vision of the world suffused with the presence of God. That's to say that no situation, whatever it might seem like, is beyond the presence of God. That God can be present to us in our recessionary times. God can be present to us in our times of grieving. God can be present to us in our times of depression and sadness. No situation is beyond that presence of God. The world, as we look at it in Pauline terms, has that sense of being suffused with the presence of God. And that the world moves towards a kind of a fulfillment of that presence of God, a fulfillment of our understanding of that presence of God. So I think Paul is, he has something to say to us in these recessionary times. He has something to say to us in every time. Paul is a writer, a very, very beautiful writer. He has the ability to be able to give us in language an image, a portrait almost, of the wonder of our humanity, which overcomes anything that the world might put in its way. That our humanity is something which is precious because it's redeemed by Christ, and it is the place where we can meet God. So I think that, yeah, I think Paul has something to say to us in our recessionary times, and even in our times of prosperity. Don't forget, Paul is the one who said, I know how to be rich and I know how to be poor. So he just keeps us, he keeps reminding us of the fact that once we catch a little glimpse of this world suffused with the presence of God, it really makes quite a difference to our lives.